Joining us on this week's episode of Business or Bullshit is founder of The Humble Penny and co-author of Financial Joy, Ken Okorofor, who jumps into the quiz seat.
That brings us to our favourite part of the show, Business or Bullshit. I'm going to reel off some towns.
Go on, then.
And you're going to tell me whether you think they are business or bullshit.
Go on, then.
I might challenge or we might elaborate. We might chuck some of these away if we think they're terribly dull and we don't know what to do with it.
Right.
Burn rate.
Oh.
That's the amount you spend on a monthly basis in a company. Kind of a shit question, to be honest, but you know.
I'd say business.
Yeah. I guess it's life.
Yeah.
It's just,
you need to kind of have an idea of that. Yeah.
I think that's going to be, I think this is saying, private equity, PE.
I'm going to upset
some people. You're a VC, weren't you?
I'm going to upset some people.
Yeah, go on.
I mean, there's a place for it, but I think it's overhyped, hyped massively.
What, when I say private equity, how would you describe private equity? What is that?
It's just basically taking money and investing in companies and maxing out and making 5 times your money back or however much over a period of time.
Overhyped as in it's held out to be a good thing?
Well, it's held out to be... In many ways, maybe the only option for certain businesses as a way to finance their companies and grow and what have you. When in actual fact, there are other ways to finance your company. There are other ways to grow your business over time. Not everybody needs.
Did you think the VC you worked at was it was Edge Investments? Was it a VC? Was it?
Yeah. They were doing investing in the creative industries, which I thought was actually quite good because it was focused on a particular area.
Movies or
various things, virtual reality, all those things, AI and various things, but in the creative industry. So
yeah,
tech enabled things and
so you just kind of feel
all those things.
Don't feel it's your only option.
But this is the only. This is for me. It's about letting people know their options and also just being aware that like it's not the only game in town. Yes, there's a place for it, and it helps. You know, fast-growing businesses to really scale up potentially. But it's not the only game. People grow their businesses without raising money. People seek other forms of financing to grow their business. But I don't think people know. There's grant funding. There's different things people can do as ways to grow their businesses. Well, not everybody knows that. But there are certain businesses that have a need for venture capital, and they can raise money and do what they need to do.
Very good. Intrapreneurship, I think.
Do you know what? I think that's actually pretty important. That's business.
Okay.
Because I say that because you can be an employee, but if you are enterprising, you can make a lot of money from your actual job. I used to know some guys real quick who they'd make like 5K a month in net income, brilliant income, but from being intrapreneurs, they'd make like 20K on commissions a month.
Wow.
Which is insane when you think about it. So they'd go and bring clients. I used to work in prime brokerage. They'd go and bring clients in and then they'd share a part of the revenue from bringing in. That's entrepreneurship. So they're actually making a lot of money within.
Yeah, I guess it's bend it to your will would be the old phrase. You're in a job, you're in a system.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean you've got to leave it to be an entrepreneur. Look at the system.
No, it's
and look at the commission or whatever you can do.
Yeah, it's about using what you have in your hands, really. Yeah. Go on, let's
internal
see.
Meetings. Internal meetings.
I think it's BS, man.
You and your wife have a lot of internal meetings.
No, but I just think from a corporate perspective.
Oh my God.
Do you know how much I hate? Like you look at your calendar. My best days when I look at my calendar, there's nothing in there.
Oh, you bastard.
It's just literally like, there's no meetings. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. I can actually do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're making me. I'd love to have a day when I don't have any meeting. Do you know reverse vesting? So getting shares and then people buying them back.
This is a bit technical.
Guerrilla marketing.
Like, is this like word of mouth?
No, it's doing something outrageous to draw attention.
Oh God!
So you and the wife, going naked on the news or something to go viral or whatever.
Well, do you know what I think? I think that speaks to creativity, to be honest. I'd probably say in between.
I like a bit of guerrilla marketing. Music industry's
creativity.
Full of it. You could glue yourself to the Bank of England for 24 hours. You'd probably get your book in the bestsellers. you and the wife would be like, oh, it's a fucking stupid idea, this was.
It could backfire as well.
Your kids would love it. They'd come and throw things at you. Health and safety.
Health and safety is important.
No!
Come on, I think it's important.
Health and safety go mad!
But it can go crazy, man.
Do you know what that card should say? Regulation, which I think you need a bit of, but we have lost
too much
fucking plot. We're not moving forward. More regulation isn't making anything better.
It's not.
I mean, we could do it as accountants. Oh, you know what we need? More notes in the accounts. I hear now that you go and get a report from a company. It's 100 pages on more audit standards, more this, more that. And the stats I saw it the other day, nobody fucking reads them.
Yeah.
Because it's 100 pages.
Yeah, no one cares.
If it was 3 pages,
they download it. They don't open it.
Golden handshake, being paid a large sum of money to come in the door.
I hate that, man. It's just, yeah.
Provocative sort of stuff that happens. We'll do a few more. I don't know what this is. Sales funnel modeling. Do you know what
sales funnel is a business.
Okay, what's sales funnel modeling?
Modeling, I don't know what the modeling bit is, but sales funnels, yeah.
That's just finding ways to get income in a business.
Well, that's just creating a process to move a lead to a conversion, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's business. Insurance.
Insurance is business.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't have too much insurance, particularly in people's personal finances. Like, if you're underinsured, think about it. If you build all that wealth and you're not protecting it, like, that's
I think the thing I learned from losing, we've lost 3 partners, but we learn it. The second partner, we lost one at 36, then I went at 39, then my sister at 47, all in the last 5-7 years. It's been rough. But because the second one died without insurance, my sister went and got loads of life insurance. And my dad's always banged on it about our whole life, is that it's cheap. If the worst comes, it's very cheap.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking to yourself out there, I can't afford it. Honestly, you can pay for what you can afford. If you can afford £10 a month, afford life insurance, you know?
Yeah.
And that you can't replace this, very sadly, in this music group I'm in, this quite well-known guy who was a graphic designer, died, and Lecky, and people have been raising money for him. And I've been meaning to send this message that I'm like, look, you know, and people raise 10, 12 grand for his, you know, great, for his widow, but it's fucking nothing. You know what I mean? It's not. Life insurance is the only way you can potentially have enough money to protect a family.
This topic is huge. It's what you're just talking about, like, because I just think there's no point. And we talk about this even in the black community. Where it's like someone passes away, people haven't like prepared. Everyone's doing
He was black.
Everyone's doing these GoFundMe's.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's like, oh, please chip in 20 quid. And I think that's just like us. We're just not being. Like death, whether you're black or white, it's going to happen, but it's inevitable. I think no matter your culture, no matter where you're from, these GoFundMes need to go.
Yeah,
like we need to start to prepare. Speak to your siblings, like start to put money in a kitty together, joint account together, prepare, do funeral plan, life insurance, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You need that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, actually, I've been battling, you know, financial advice. It was interesting, the financial advisors here showing me the list of organizing your finances. And I think it'd be really brilliant if, you know, we maybe even followed up and took you on for some consultancy, but separate chat. And number 5 was life insurance, was called protection.
Yeah.
Number 2 was build up 20-30, you know, build up a reserve fund. Yeah. And I was like, look, I'm not going to get to fucking number 5. I'm going to get number 1 is like pay off on my high interest, just get rid of my credit card. Number 2, build up. And it's like, and I've managed to persuade them, like, can we just start with go and buy some fucking life insurance? And then, and then number 2, let's start sorting all that other stuff out. Because next week I might find out that I got cancer.
Do you know, and you can't, that's
and it's
it.
Gone.
It's too late.
And if you're telling me I've got to get, nobody's going to get 10 grand in the bank. That's hard. You've done it. It's fucking hard.
Do you know
what
I said to you? There's always a cost to delay. This is a good example.
Yeah, that is a good example.
Everyone's like, oh yeah, I'll do this later. No, you're not.
All right, we'll do a couple more. Breakfast meetings. I hate breakfast meetings. Done. Agreed. Let's just see what we got. Okay, we'll do these 3. Bridging rounds. It's when you're getting money to bridge you between different things. I mean, it's business, I guess. It's like
it is business. Like if you're buying investing property, or whatever, you can do bridging.
Don't know that one. Bootstrapped and funding yourself.
That is definitely business.
That's almost what you're about.
Do you know what? That's what I do, man. Like, I mean, I've I know all those funding rounds exist and those sort of things, but I just haven't needed to do that because I, you know.
That's your kind of message, actually.
Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
anything I'm saying, it's like independence.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Do your P&L. And last one, sophisticated investors. This is a concept that you can't offer investments unless they're sophisticated. You know what I'm talking about?
I just think it's just BS, man. I think people should, obviously there are people who are a lot more knowledgeable than other people, which I guess are the people you call sophisticated. So they do complex things like venture capital trusts and EISs. And those are all good things to do. But I just think that I think over time people should learn to manage their own money, you know, and you know, get into the driving seat. Doesn't need to be sophisticated. It's just
sophisticated
needs to be
simple. Is to end on something that mystifies it again, doesn't it? It makes it so I'm sophisticated. Yeah. You know, I've got this degree and I know what I'm talking about. And actually, it's again not with your principles of demystifying.
It should be simple.
Should be simple.
A big, big thank you to Ken for joining us this week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. In the meantime, have a great weekend.